Once we see these guys, we lose our fear of them. I wrote a song once, per usual, in a key I can't sing, for my grandchild Nanji. I've posted it with two other children's songs, just below the excerpts from interviews with Prince in the side column on the Rainbow Children webpage that I set up. And again, you can find it above the current date on the blog page. And I set this page up to hold the compilation of the individual tracks of the Rainbow Children into a whole with the accompanying text. And it also holds a conversation my son and I had that week about the methodology and model of Prince, as well as the excerpts from our show last week. I posted to that page rather than to our two other audio pages that host the audio from our series of Proudhon and Prince shows. The song that I wrote, one of these songs for my grandchild Nanji, goes, "When I put on my Superman cape and I go and look and see, I know if I take a good look and get up close, ain't nothing bothering me. Oh no, ain't nothing bothering me." And that is so true of all the things these guys have made us, hopefully increasingly unsuccessfully, be afraid of, including themselves. Because of Alice, we've been able to get up close and take a good look at these power guys. Underneath the dress of Lady Liberty, they sit cringing, hugging their malevolent schemes, the weapons they believe make them quote unquote supreme, and a soul crushing load of hate from the abuse they suffered at the hands of their totalitarian mothers and fathers. As we pointed out in our August 23rd, 2015, Waking Up radio show, what Plato's tribesmen do to us exposes their own sufferings unerringly as infants. For instance, their compulsive attempt to use what we love against us, just as their love for their parents was used against them. Quote from Alice Miller. Thus, the adult must instill obedience. And I should have said, this is a quote from a poisonous pedagogue quoted by Alice Miller in For Your Own Good. Thus, the adult must instill obedience by the exercise of his power. This is done with a severe glance, a firm word, possibly by means of physical force, which curbs bad behavior, although it is unable to produce good behavior, and by means of punishment. Punishment, however, need not primarily cause physical pain, but can utilize withdrawal of kindness and of expressions of love, depending on the type or frequency of the disobedience. For example, for a more sensitive child who is being quarrelsome, this can mean removing him from his mother's lap, refusal of his father's hand or of the bedtime kiss, etc. Since the child's affection can be gained by expressions of love, this same affection can be made use of to make him more amenable to discipline. And that is really obscene. That's a poisonous pedagogue quoted by Alice Miller in For Your Own Good. Hidden cruelty in child rearing and the roots of violence discussed in our August 23rd, 2015 show. Children reared to be masters, quote unquote, by these methods do not believe in the power of love, of sourcing the infinite. They believe in what has been shown to them, fear, force, coercion, manipulation, conquest of the spirit. Prince has come to provide the antidote for those of us willing to become the Rainbow Children. our core psychic difficulty getting through this miasma of sadness called the forced divisions of class, the false impositions of hardship, the pretense that there are insufficient resources for all, is that we're all alone. When there's no one with whom to share our true burden, the abuse we experience under class, we are psychically, utterly alone. Prince provides the antidote, the solution, the overdue bill and directions to the exit to the anti-human system called class. The final chapter of The Rainbow Children, called Last December, concludes with these lines: we need to come together as one.